Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, if I sound a bit dozy today, I'm really sorry. It's just that I think we're still all feeling the slight effects of our dinner which we had last night for Gemma, who works upstairs, birthday. We had a really nice evening, but the food was...
What?
Rich.
So basically, you just picked out. That's the problem, isn't
well,
it?
Well, it wasn't... Yeah, we did.
Right.
But also, the sauces and stuff were really creamy. And I actually got home, and I don't know if anyone else has ever done this after eating a big meal. It was like Christmas Day. I wanted to fall asleep in front of a big fire and watch a James Bond film.
Right.
Oh, my God, we was full. We was full. We was full, weren't we?
Yes.
What did you have?
Well, it was just... It was like a 70s restaurant. I don't think they knew it was themed, but it was a 70s restaurant.
Okay,
so
French.
It was all, like, 70s food, so, like, lots of meat. Unfortunate, because Gemma was a vegetarian, and I hadn't thought that vegetarians weren't invented in the 70s. So
was a vegetarian. Did she fall off the vegetarian trolley last night?
I forgot that she is a vegetarian. Right. So you know what I'm like with vegetarian.
Yeah.
One day I am, one day I'm not. Anyway, last night you could only have meat, so that was a bit unfortunate.
And I booked it forgetting that she was a vegetarian. It was mostly a meat-based
right.
menu.
But we had lots of vegetables in the end. She just could have any veg she wanted with sauce.
Yeah, amazing.
Wow. So I'm so sorry I couldn't make it.
I did say as well, go on, you can have chicken at a push, surely. And she was like, no, I really can't, I'm a proper vegetarian.
Yeah, she's not Becky.
No, she's not.
Yeah.
But we had a nice night, but has anyone else ever done this? I actually got home and lay on the bathroom floor for about 10 minutes, just because it was cold. Anyone ever done that? When they've been so full that you just have to lie there? Because it's the coldest thing in your house is the bathroom floor.
No, so I've done that. I've done that when I've been so drunk, but not when I've been so full.
Really?
Are you blaming that on the food?
Yes.
You didn't have wine?
No, I had wine.
Really?
Yeah.
No, he didn't. He had Diet Coke.
Just me.
You had Diet Coke?
This
despite
I did.
Having cream after
yes.
cream after cream.
Cancels it out. Cancels it out.
All saturated fats and a Diet Coke, please. Thank you. Apparently, I had what was known as the meat sweat, according to one person I texted. I've never heard of that before, but yeah, that's probably what I had.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, yeah. Joey from Friends used to get the meat sweats when he's had too much meat. I get that now. Yeah,
Have you seen that episode?
I have. I'm aware of it.
Right.
I'm not sure.
How much meat is too much, though?
Well, like last night when we did have quite a lot because they the big portions.
But you had fish,
huh?
Your fish sweats.
Yeah, but I had meat to start, didn't I?
Oh,
you had meat to start and then fish.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this restaurant was full on portions. I'm telling you.
Sure, you just haven't got big fat lardy lump sweats.
No, rude. I get soup sweats as well. Do you ever get that after having a soup?
No? You had soup as well.
No,
you had soup
and garlic roll. And what did you have for dessert? The berry cheesecake.
Hang on. So, last night you had soup and a bread roll.
I didn't have a soup.
Followed
and
by
had a lobster cocktail.
I'm talking about a
followed
different...
Followed by meat, fish, there a was... lobster cocktail and a cheesecake.
And toast with mayonnaise, which is the starter.
That is quite a lot, isn't it?
I mean, thank God you did have the Diet Coke.
Yeah.
You know?
Phew. No, I'm talking about separate time when I get a soup sweats. That's
right.
Another story. And now it's time for a bit of Dear Scott. The PR4L is back. She's been on her holidays, but sadly, today she's got a little bit of a cold, so do excuse the voice. Okay?
Are you going to tell us your soup set story another time, then? You're going to save that little anecdote?
That's a tease.
I know, you're going to save that anecdote back for later on in the week, maybe?
All you do, after a big bowl of soup, as I have to open windows and stuff because I get a massive sweat on...
Right.
There will be other people that agree. Here's Dear Scott with the PR4L.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
This is an actual true story about the events I encountered last night. Last night, a drunken, topless male intruder came into my house via the back door I'd forgotten to lock. I woke at 3 a.m. this morning to find him walking up the stairs. And when asked who he was, he simply said, "I'm Matt, Scott's friend."
Okay. At 3 a.m. We need to listen on to this.
And tried to convince me that Scott was indeed asleep in my 5-year-old daughter's bedroom. It didn't take the pair of us long to realise he was actually in the wrong house and entirely the wrong street. So I politely asked him to leave. He did so, muttering that he'd made a major mistake. But on reflection, I'm left wondering if it was my "Don't hassle the Hoff" t-shirt that scared him away. What do you think?
Yeah. We've all been there, though, haven't we?
No.
Because you don't know what to say, do you, when you're in the wrong house at 3 a.m? It's like, what do you say then? Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't, actually. Do you want to explain
maybe
further?
Maybe the Hoff could remarket some of his merchandise via security firms. Love you, Zayla from Hereford. P.S. The intruder honestly told me that he was Scott's friend. Were you in on it?
I don't think I'm in on this one. I don't think that I know anybody called Matt from Hereford, is it?
You sure?
I don't think so.
Do your friends often come to visit you at 3 a.m?
They have before.
What, via the back door?
With no top on.
Just trying to think.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, I don't know what's going on here. Holly's been on. Subject, someone in the house, on email.
Mm-hmm.
OMG, the same thing happened in my house. My housemate woke up in our living room at 5:45 a.m. to find someone leaning over, unplugging the laptop. He said, "Who are you?" The guy said, "I'm Danny, Scott's friend." After a small fracas, he then left. Are you in on this one as well? What is going on? Why is everyone saying, "Oh, I'm Scott's friend," when they're half naked in someone's house at 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning?
I have no idea, but that last one sounded just like a burglar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just trying to unplug the laptop.
That's true. But this is nothing to do with me at all, I can assure you. I think it's just a random coincidence that two people said they were Scott's friends.
Podcast.
You're right, of course. Tom in Essex. I'm not the only Scott in the world. And I like this text. Is Scott Mills trying to make burglaries all about him now? Is that what's going on? Not at all. I'm just... It is a bit of a weird coincidence that two people have sent that in, that's all.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Okay, you know you love her. It's the posh Radio 4 lady. She's back. She's been in Spain in her mansion for just a few days and managed to catch a bit of a cold, so... But she's fine. She's here with your Dear Scots, all the stuff you've been sending in to us this week.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chops, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. I came across a column in The Guardian where it said that Scotland's favourite soft drink, Iron Brew, can be used as a tanning agent, where it can be used for every shade, from summer tangerine through char-grilled and deepest mahogany to Stuart Hall.
This sounds brilliant.
Do you know who Stuart Hall is? Because I don't.
No.
I like the way he laughed anyway and said it.
You know exactly who Stuart Hall is.
Who is that?
Stuart Hall. Stuart Hall is a Five Live football reporter.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know
but
then.
He also used to present a show called It's a Knockout, which was on when Scott was a teenager in the 70s.
I was not a teenager.
So I don't quite get how you can't remember who Stuart Hall was.
I have no idea.
You never used to watch
It's a
Liar.
I don't know what that is.
What? It's a Knockout?
I think even I know what
actually,
that is.
I've heard of it.
Oh, have you?
Yeah,
so
I have.
Right. I think it used
those teenage years are all a blur.
That makes me about 50 by now.
You said it.
Did you try Iron Brew as a tanning agent while you were in Edinburgh?
No.
I thought you were the benchmark against which the tans of all other celebrities were compared against. But it looks as if you were beaten by a sports broadcasting legend from Manchester. I think he meant to say Chappers. Cheers, Richard, off of Qatar.
Hi, Richard.
So Stuart Hall really got a good tan?
Yeah, well, I haven't seen him for...
better than Dale Winton.
I haven't seen him for quite a while, but...
Did you say yesterday that we passed Dale Winton and you were too embarrassed to say hello because you felt a bit pale?
No, that's a different story for later. God, it's all on today, isn't it, Becky? All on the air. Everything we've done.
Where was that?
Just outside here. He was eating a sandwich in a cafe near here and we walked past him on the way back from the women's lingerie shop.
I was like, OMG, it's Dale Winton. He's like, I can't stop, too pale.
God. Anyway,
oh, bless you.
This person is emailing in from Qatar, probably one of the hottest countries in the world. So you probably don't need an Iron Brew suntan.
No.
What I'm wondering is, how does it say in the article how you use it? What you meant to do?
What, like, splash it on you?
It doesn't really. I have the article in front of me. It doesn't really. It doesn't really say how you use Iron Brew to help you tan.
If anyone in Scotland has done this, then please let us know.
I think it's written by Martin Kellner, who is known for being quite sarcastic.
If you do splash it on you, I'm doing that.
Okay.
I think it's still a bit warm for it because I don't want wasps following me.
So give it another month.
Be a bit sticky, but once it gets to like November time, I'm well up for that.
Well, if you'd have known this yesterday, you could
have a bath of it.
You could have nipped into the newsagent, tipped a can of Iron Brew over yourself, and then gone to see Dale.
Hi, Dale. Yeah. Any Scottish people that have tried that, let us know.
Hi, Scott, Becky, and the legend that is Chappers. I was just wondering, what happened to the game What Are Those Old People On About? Did the old people die or something? Billy, off of Weston-super-Mare, XXX.
Well, Billy, to be honest, I don't think they died.
No.
We haven't checked on them for a while. But
they were starting to get slightly demanding with their cake requests, weren't they?
They got bored of us, if truth be told.
Yeah, they did. They couldn't be bothered anymore.
We went round once too often to the home, and we would come bearing gifts every week. It would be like biscuits, sweets, cakes, and then that one that sounded a bit like that would be like, is that all you've got?
I bought them Krispy Kremes.
I don't like these ones. They're not traditional donuts. So,
remember the time we went back after New Year and we bought them biscuits and they were like, oh, we've got so many of them, we prefer fruit. And we were like, oh, sorry about that.
I want biscuits now, I want fruit.
Or gin.
They got bored of us. So we're looking for some more old people and then we can do What Are Those Old People On About again. So if you know any old people, pass them our way. Thanks.
Pass them our way? Pop them in the post?
No, just put me in touch with them and I'll pop round. Next.
Hello. We are fourth-year students at Harper Adams University College and have just moved into our student house. On moving in, we discovered a snake in a glass bottle. We think it's dead, but are all too scared to touch it.
Well, you're agricultural students.
Yeah, surely you should know whether an animal of any kind is dead or not.
We would like to know if you would like us to send this to you for you to feature in Becky's Bargains. Lots of love, Sarah, Amy, Lucy and little Claire.
No, thank you.
No, thanks. Funny smell at Harper Adams, have you noticed?
It's been a long time since I've been there, so I can't remember.
It's cows, I think. It's general, like, farm smell. Remember, the last thing we got, we had in a bottle was the ghost of George Harrison a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And we opened it.
Remember? Maybe if that Claire is that little, they could pop her in a bottle and send us her.
I don't really want anything sent in, but by bottle, it didn't work out last time.
All right.
Next.
Good afternoon, all. Thought I'd share this with you. There I am driving home in Dallas rush hour. Not really rush hour. Traffic's still moving at 70 plus miles per hour, but they need to moan about something. Listening to your show on Sirius 11 when Scouting for Boys comes on. Not really a fan, so I switched to Sirius 125, the sports channel. Never guess what? Chappers, or should I say Mark Chapman, is on 606. He's talking about falling in love with Premiership players. He mentions he has an infatuation with Brian Robson and how he met him in a urinal. I'm not sure where this is going, so I switch back to your show. Scouting for Boys is still playing. Rather ironic, wouldn't you think? Paul Granfield, off of Dallas, Texas.
That's Paul, one of our many American listeners who listens to us on Sirius Satellite Radio. Hello, America.
Hello.
What's this story about you and him in the urinal?
Nothing. We're just talking about footballers and footballers that you love and footballers that we
are heroes. What channel was this on?
This was on 606 on 5 Live on Sunday night.
All right.
So then I said it was when I was a kid, it was Brian Robson. He was my all-time hero. But the first time I met him was at a urinal.
Brilliant. Did you shake hands?
No, I was so overwhelmed.
You forgot to wash them.
That I actually couldn't go.
You couldn't? Oh, no. Did you get the droop thing and you couldn't go?
What?
The droop?
No, I don't want to hear anymore.
What?
That's what happens when you can't go.
I don't think that's what it's called.
I don't think that's what it's called either.
I'm a girl and even I think that's wrong.
I don't know nothing. I don't know it's a knockout. I don't know anything.
Anyhow, I was just gobsmacked to meet him and it put me off.
Right.
Should we leave it there?
All right, good. Still more entertaining than Scouting for Boys, though, apparently, if you live in Dallas. Anything else you want to know, send us an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk and the PR4L will read it out.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Tell you what, there is much excitement on the text about the return of Timmy Trendy.
to Radio 1.
I'm excited.
Yeah. If you've never heard Timmy Trendy before, he is the UK's number one fashionista, stylist of the stars. Mm-hmm. This is what he sounds like. This is when he was trying to get on and be a judge on Britain's Next Top Model.
Hello, press office. Olivia speaking.
Hello, Olivia. It's Timmy Trendy.
Hi.
Do you guys look after Britain's Next Top Model?
We do.
Okay, I am thinking that you need me on board.
That's Timmy Trendy. Interestingly, we had this into Dear Scott this week.
Dear Scott, I was just listening to a bit of the Black Eyed Peas' new album when the song Meet Me Halfway came on. About 30 seconds into the song, I'm sure I can hear the one and only Timmy Trendy singing. Is this the next step in his career? Will.
Judge for yourselves. 30 seconds into the new Black Eyed Peas track, Meet Me Halfway. See if it is Timmy Trendy.
Ooh, I can't go any further than this. Ooh, I want you so badly. It's my biggest wish.
Cool. I spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up? It used to be just me and you. I spend my time just thinking about you.
There he is.
Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up, yo? What's up?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Thinking of moving house at the moment, only thinking about it. And
right.
So I looked at a house today.
Let's start.
Is it wrong to have a wee in someone else's house when you're looking around it?
No.
I really need to go.
The toilet?
Yeah. No, I didn't. Not in the kitchen.
Yeah, that would be wrong.
Hi, can I have a look around? I might have this, actually. Oh, sorry, I have weed in your kitchen. That's okay, isn't it?
No, it's fine, yeah.
Even if they're not in, it's just the estate agent.
Yeah, it's fine.
Is that all right?
If you've got to go, you've got to go.
All right, I just wanted to check that with you. I felt a bit guilty. It's 5:14 on Radio 1. Definitely Timmy Trendy on that track, 30 seconds in. Some people will never hear that song in the same way again.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Liam Bristlett was only a wee. Let's not start the jobby at Robbie stuff again, shall we? That was Kasabian and Underdog on Radio 1.
Are you sure?
Yes! I'm fed up of this.
Can I just ask, do you ever use your own loo or do you always just save it up for other people's?
You do appear
to... That was someone on the text that said, do you only ever talk about going to the loo at someone else's house? Do you actually have a toilet yourself?
Yes, I do have
and
one,
do you,
thanks.
Do you use it?
Yeah, sometimes.
How often would you say you go in your own toilet? Compared to going in other people's toilets. What's the kind of ratio?
I've never really thought about it.
Well, I think at least 70-30 in favour of other people.
Yeah, I get that impression.
It may come across that way. I don't think that's necessarily true.
Okay.
That was a percentage, not amount of time.
Yeah, I know. It's Scott Mills on Radio 1. Prodigy are coming up and Alexandra Burke.
Are we moving on?
Yes, we are.
All right.
When I say what's coming up, normally that means that we just gloss over it.
Okay.
Okay. Right, so the posh Radio 4 lady is back from her large villa in Spain.
Have you been at hers? Have you ever done one at hers?
Never been round there, actually.
Oh, right, okay.
Would if I could, but I haven't been invited yet.
Right.
Anyway, so she's back, the PR4L from her holiday. I remember last week, in her absence, we had the posh Radio 4 man on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we were just wondering a bit earlier on what it's like to be at the posh Radio 4 lady and posh Radio 4 man's house. Right,
mm-hmm.
And just by messing around with a few clips of them both reading out your emails, we've realised we can create like a whole new drama starring them both. This could really catch on. It's quite Jane Austen like. So, I mean, if you're a fan of those costume dramas, and a lot of people are, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
I can see people liking this a lot. All right,
okay.
So just by clipping little bits of them, the PR4L and the PR4M reading out your emails, we have created this like period drama at home with the PR4L and the PR4M. Just from them reading out your emails.
Is it a bodice ripper?
Oh, God, yeah. Listen to this.
Amazing. Hello.
It's only Blair Friday, PR4L.
That's right.
Smiley.
You are looking tray dashing.
Winking smiley.
Can you please help me with some matters of the heart?
I hadn't been offered a cup of tea or coffee.
I have decided, mate. You've stolen my heart. Love you.
Oh. Let's make it happen. Wearing short leather trousers and yodeling.
For sure.
I am very excited.
Bedtime.
Kiss, kiss.
Over to you.
Full Monty.
I'd like that.
You might like this one.
I don't think it's normal. XXX.
Kiss, kiss.
It's great.
Kiss, kiss.
Very hot.
Climactic final scene.
Hootsman.
I love you, PR4L.
Moi, my boo. Just tonight, baby, I wanna get
freaky with you. TTFN for now.
You were top draw last night.
I love you.
Shocked, smiley.
Isn't that beautiful? That could be massive.
She didn't waste much time, did she? In that, she got straight to the point.
He's a bit of a player, isn't he? Anyway, that is the PR4L and the PR4M at home. I think a series could be happening very soon. It's that easy. All you do is get clips of them both. That easy.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's great being right sometimes,
yeah,
isn't it?
You win.
Right.
Oh, what's occurring?
Time for our Oh, What's Occurring? Final one of the week. Text me your scores, please. I hope you do well today. 81199 is my text number when we're done.
Oh, what's occurring?
First one. You know the Chris Moyle show?
Yeah.
It was Greek week today.
All right.
In a day.
Okay. It was in an hour in the end, wasn't it?
Yeah. They had a whole week, Greek week, in just in an hour.
Oh, right.
Celebrating everything Greek. So they had Stavros Flatley on, they had a Greek lady on, they had Anthony Costa on.
Greek Westwood.
Greek Westwood and Kat Delios. So it's a real Greek show today. They did say Greek, the word, as you would if you were doing Greek week, quite a lot in the show. My question to you... Just in the first link of the Chris Moyle show this morning, so when they first come on air until they play a song, at 6:30, how many times did they say the word Greek? Just in the first bit of the show, the first link. Now that first link is quite long, isn't it, generally? Can sometimes run till 7. So...
14.
Bear that in mind when you're answering. Okay, 14.
25.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Greek week on the Chris Moore show this morning. Just in the first link, how many times did they say Greek? Wrong one. How many times did they say Greek?
So if there are any Greek people listening, then today is especially for you. Greek.
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 If you're Greek and feel we're... encapsulating the entire Greek theme. Why not text us and say, I'm Greek?
Greek. Greek.
Greek.
Greek.
Greek.
Greek.
Greek.
Greek.
Greek.
We'll be meeting some Greek people and you can guess who they might be.
Wow, I feel so Greek.
I'm Greek and you're all Muppets.
Greek.
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 Greek,
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 Greek, Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek, Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek, Greek,
Greek, Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek, Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek,
Greek, Greek,
Greek. So if you are Greek, I apologise about today's show.
As they say in Greece, olé.
Yes.
Like I said, that link sometimes can be long.
Good luck counting that.
I know what it was.
Do you?
Yeah. Just in the first link today, 67 times.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, what's occurring?
Wow. Becky gets a point. Right, next one. Let's say you were going to celebrate Greek Week in a day, okay?
Yeah.
And you were going to have a party because Chris Moyles told you to tonight. What would you go dressed as? You know, like a Greek theme. What would you dress as?
I think I'd get my boyfriend's Greek flag and wear it as kind of a strapless dress.
I'd go as a marathon runner.
Why?
Because the Greeks invented the marathon.
Oh,
like
I didn't
the town
know
of Marathon and near Athens.
Didn't know that, sorry.
Okay.
Anyway, we went on Stupid Street earlier and asked them the same question. If you're going to have a Greek themed party, what would you wear? What was the most popular answer? Fancy dress, what would you wear?
I think they'll say that they would go as whatever those two people were on Moyles this morning.
Stavros Flatley?
Yeah.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Becca?
George Michael.
Good answer. He's off of Greece. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So, Stupid Street are throwing a Greek party. What are they going to wear?
If you were going to a Greek party, right, a Greek-themed party, what fancy dress would you wear?
I am Greek, so I should know this, actually, but what would I wear? Some sort of white overall, that's it, like a white overall, like a proper Greek man.
If you were at a Greek-themed party, what fancy dress are you going to wear?
A Greek theme? I would be Ghostbusters.
I'm a bit of an extrovert, so I'd probably dress up in a lady's outfit or something. Yeah.
So you'd wear a lady's outfit to a Greek party?
Yeah.
Right, imagine you're a Greek-themed party.
Yes.
What do you wear?
A toga.
Imagine you're a Greek-themed party. What are you going to wear?
A toga.
Greek theme, right? Maybe something very awkward, which is like a business suit and a different hat.
Maybe a pirate, I don't know. Yeah.
So you could wear a pirate costume at a Greek party?
Why not? Absolutely.
Greek party. Just a space outfit?
To a Greek party?
To a Greek party, yes.
Okay. You're at a Greek-themed party?
Yeah.
What fancy dress do you want to wear?
I'll go as a Roman soldier.
A Roman soldier.
You heard him right.
You're at a Greek-themed party.
I'll go as a Roman soldier.
Yeah.
There were quite a few in there I didn't get.
No?
I don't know what the Greek influence on Ghostbusters was.
No, I don't. I like this man.
Greek theme, right? Maybe something very awkward, which is like a business suit and a different hat.
Different hat, you see?
Well, it's all in the hat, isn't it, when
all
you
in
go
the hat
to fancy dress, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a Viking hat.
None of your answers were sadly in there. I'd go as an olive, I think.
Oh! What's occurring?
Stuffed or just normal?
Stuffed. Okay, 1 point to Becky so far on the whole game. Oh, it's our favourite. He's back, number one stylist of the stars.
Oh, brilliant.
Timmy Trendy. So stylish, so bang on trend. He's on the new Black Eyed Peas songs we found out earlier. He knows what he's saying when it comes to fashion. He was on last week trying to get on Britain's Next Top Model as a judge. Today, Timmy Trendy phoned up Radio 1's very own style goddess, Ms. Fern Cotton. She's so stylish, even her name is Fabric. How many...
Did you write that one yourself?
Mm?
Did you write that yourself,
no.
Did you?
No. Her name is Clothes, though, Fern Cotton.
Yeah, I got it.
I thought, what's that? That doesn't even make any sense.
Okay, good. My question, how long could number one stylist of the stars, Timmy Trendy, keep Fern on the phone for, giving her some fashion advice?
Oh, I'm thinking about 2 minutes.
Becky?
She
won't remember.
No, I don't.
Go on.
1:30.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Timmy Trendy, number one stylist, calling up Fern Cotton.
Hello?
Fern, darling, it's Timmy Trendy.
Who?
Timmy Trendy.
Who's that?
fashion expert to the stars. Fern, darling, we need to have a little chat, sweetheart.
Why, about what?
Is now a good time?
Yeah, go on.
I've noticed you're on all of the gossip slash fashion slash spotted pages, but some of your outfits are slightly less bang on trend than others.
Like what ones?
Like that black dress you had on today, darling.
You don't like the black dress I've got on today?
No, I know. Why? All stylists say everyone should have a little black dress, or LBD, as we say in fashionista shorthand, but take it from Timmy, darling, it's not working for me. It's just not bang on trend.
Well, what is bang on trend?
I've got petticoats.
What?
Petticoats. I'm thinking layers of velour.
Right.
And armbands.
Oh, okay.
You never know when you're going to get caught in the rain, darling. And OMG, OMG, I completely forgot about puffball hair.
About what hair?
Puffball.
Puffball hair?
Yes. Fern, I'm sorry about this call, but do you know what? I saw you in Now magazine the other day, and it just was so not on trend.
What was I wearing in Now magazine?
It was some tartan thing.
Some
I can't
tartan
remember.
Thing? That's my cape from my clothing line, thank you very much.
It wasn't on trend.
It is on trend. That is well on trend. That is so on trend, it is trend. Okay?
I think I've met my match with you, darling. You're trendier than Timmy Trendy.
I think I might be.
I've got to go now. Too many more people to style. Bye,
oh,
Fern.
Bye. Bye, love. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I love the trendy. Wow.
He just can't control his giggles. No, like, can he?
2 minutes, 2 seconds, which means it's a draw today on Oh, What's Occurring? How do you do that, Becky?
Oh!
Podcast. So many people have spotted this nice bit of innuendo bingo from the TV last night. I like it how our listeners are now tuned in and they watch TV shows in a different way. You know what I mean?
Is it better than last night's innuendo bingo?
Let's see. More people have spotted this one.
Can I guess where this one might have come from, though I didn't see it last night?
Yeah.
But I'm assuming, because there's one show that provides more innuendo bingo, I think, at the moment on telly than any other. Is this from MasterChef?
Oh, come on, you've seen it then?
No, I haven't. It's recorded. I haven't seen it. I'm trying to catch up with it.
Oh.
But there isn't a show goes by where at some point...
Yeah. So you're watching it a different way, aren't you?
The fat, bald-headed one makes some innuendo bingo.
So many people, including Ross off Bristol, Kevin off Swindon, Holly in London, Natalie from Twyford, Drew in Sutton Coldfield, Mickey somewhere, Chris in Sheffield and Rob from Liverpool spotted this at about 8:30 p.m. last night on MasterChef.
Do you know, lamb is probably my favourite meat. You know what I'm looking for? A good rack, pink and moist.
Thank you very much, everyone that spotted that nice one. Really good.
You know what I'm looking for? A good rack, pink and moist.
But still not as good as the one, I think, which is the best from this week so far, that we had on yesterday from BBC London.
I've lived in Ealing all my life and I've never seen a parakeet. Neither have I, might add. But in younger days, I saw a cockatoo on Hampstead Heath.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
I just received an astonishing email. Does anyone want to come with me to David Guest, My Life? It's a performance
about his life.
No, what, starring... he's emailed you, has he?
No, it's just got a... I've got a personal email from David Guest. It's just I think it's a show that's on soon in London.
What, a musical?
I don't think it's a musical. I think it's just like a little play about his life.
Is he in it?
Probably.
How weird is that?
No, thanks.
No.
I'd rather flush my head down the loo.
Would you?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I'm not interested in the slightest in David Guest or his life.
Not interested in his life in any way?
No.
Becky? Do you think it's weird for someone to have a play about their life?
A play, yes.
Not a musical, though.
Well, you're just trying to trip me up, aren't you?
Well, no, basically. I just thought it's...
If she is, she's not doing it particularly subtly.
It's not the best way, is it, though? So do you... Let me just ask you a question.
Scott Mills, star of Scott Mills the Musical, thinks it's weird that David Guest is having David Guest My Life the play.
Yeah, but mine wasn't serious, and you know that his will be. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, I just thought I'd put it out there.
Okay.
I bet some of the listeners want to go with me.
Do you?
I can't wait for the jungle scenes.
Radio 1 podcasts.
podcast.
Okay, I've got some more tunes for you. Editors and LaRue before 6:30. And now the posh Radio 4 lady, back with a slight cold, but back from her villa in Spain, reading out your emails and texts. Now, this first one you found, didn't you, Becky?
Yeah, it came to me.
This is not from a listener.
No, it came to me on the PA network, which is basically an email group for all the personal assistants in the BBC. And you kind of, it's really useful because if you want something, somebody somewhere knows where to get it.
So all the PAs talk to each other on this kind of internal thing?
Because normally they're asked to do strange things or find something really short notice. So helping each other out is the best way to
do it. Why are you on it?
Because it's really useful for the show to get stuff, because we need stuff at short notice.
Is it because he treats you like a PA?
No.
I first got on it when we needed that oversized check for Wing.
Exactly.
And I wanted to know where to find one really quickly, and someone knew, so it's really good.
So you can find out things, like, because we often order random stuff for this show, don't we? So you can find it really easy on there. Anyway, this is from that network.
Can anyone recommend a good feature film about overweight people?
See, it never fails to entertain, does it, the PA network?
Yes. Muriel's Wedding.
Yes, that's not... I see what you mean.
What do you mean you see what I mean? What's wrong with that as a suggestion?
It's all right. What's that one with Eddie Murphy where they're all really fat?
Well, they're all Eddie Murphy, aren't they? In those...
What's the film?
Big Mama's House 2?
Yeah, that one. I'm sure our listeners will come up with better ones than that.
Mine's better than yours.
Yours is actually better, yeah.
At least I knew the title of mine.
That's true. So if you can answer this...
Can anyone recommend a good feature film about overweight people?
Our PA network really want to know, for some reason.
What about the one with Gwyneth Paltrow in the fat suit?
Mmm.
What's that called? I've forgotten.
Shakespeare in Love.
No.
Was it Closing
Doors? Sliding Doors.
No, it's not that, because that was on
Closing
the
Doors.
Our film knowledge is astonishingly
really
good.
Shallow Hal, thank you. 601 on the text.
Shallow Hal, yes, good.
Why do they want to know this? Is this to make them all feel better about themselves?
Stop it, you're so rude.
What?
They listen to the show, some of them.
Run, fat boy, run. I don't think he's fat, is he? Or is that the point of the show? I know it's Simon Pegg.
Okay, good.
Everyone's saying Shallow Hal. There we are, PA Network. Next!
What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Who's Eating Gilbert Grape? Okay. Is that about... Somebody suggested that? Is that about fat people?
I don't think that's fat at all, is it?
I don't know. Okay, next.
Hi, Scott. I heard you playing Dr. Carl Lewis singing about gas safety, so I had to send you ours.
Right, now, I think that person's got Dr. Carl Kennedy from Neighbours mixed up with Dr. Carl Lewis, one of the greatest athletes ever. Am I right?
Yes, yeah. And right. Carl Lewis, one of the greatest Olympians.
Was Carl Lewis off of Olympics a doctor?
I didn't know that he was a doctor.
No, he's not.
No.
He's just a runner, isn't he?
What you mean?
I say just a runner. He was an amazing Olympic athlete.
Just a runner. Quite good at it, but at the end of the day, just a runner.
He's not saving lives, is he?
It's like saying Gandhi was just a peace activist.
Yeah. Anyway, so... this person's got it wrong. It's Dr. Carl Kennedy from Neighbours. But yes, he is promoting gas safety at the moment through the medium of song, like this.
Open windows and don't touch any lights. Call 800 111999.
Go, Dr. Carl.
And so right now, in fact, it's the gas man. It's all right, but don't light a match if you smell gas, gas, gas.
All right, you stay safe in your rental accommodation.
Okay, thanks.
We run the National Gas Emergency Service in the north of England. We've just recorded a radio ad, but we use the voices of our own employees. It's quite cheesy, but I think effective. Bye for now. Deborah.
Okay, let's compare the two then. Thanks for that, Deborah. Here's Deborah's one that they've made.
0800 111 999.
If you smell gas, ring this number. In fact, why not save it as gas on your mobile, just in case?
0800 111 999.
That one for gas safety advert or this?
And it's all right, rent, if you pay cash. But what's that scent? I smell gas.
Which one's more effective, do you think?
I think the second one, probably.
What, Dr. Carl?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thanks for sending that in, though, Deborah. Cheers. Next.
Dear Scott, Chopper, the one I never heard speak, Becky and the PR4L. I heard you talking about splitting up when you go to uni and just wanted to say that it is possible to have a girlfriend before you go to uni and stay with her the whole time. You just need to have a break at the start. After a few weeks of messing around, you will miss your ex and you have it out of your system. Winking smiley. It worked for me anyway, though I'm not sure how happy my girlfriend was with it. We stayed together throughout uni and now we are married. So you can have your cake and eat it. Anon.
There you are. So that's what you should do.
Okay.
Split up with them. Do whatever. Get bored. Go back with your ex. Positive messages. Next.
Dear Scott, Chaparina, Becala, the one that doesn't speak, and Posh. I listen to your podcast every day and I'm loving your work. I thought I'd tell you about when I got tattooed last week. Mm. Picture the scene. There I was, lying on my side, back to the tattoo artist, my bottom in line with his face as he tattooed my outer hip.
Oh, this is going to go wrong.
Having covered the usual subjects of conversation, such as recent music purchases, me, David Guetta, him, Slipknot, and pets, me, two cats, him, two French bulldogs, we'd struggled to converse further. Until it happened. Your show came on the radio.
Oh, okay.
Well, it turns out my tattoo artist is a big fan of your show. Who knew? Oh, and how we talked. He loves Oh, What's Occurring and Stupid Street. And we passed quite a bit of time merrily comparing what we enjoy the most about your show as he continued to tattoo me. So, I was just wondering, just how big a fan base in tattoo artists do you have out there? Do other tattoo artists listen to your show as they ink people? Maybe you could say hi to Phil from Artistic Tattooing, who spent 3 hours with my bottom in his face. Although, don't say it too loudly, as we don't want him suddenly jumping and ruining someone else's tattoo. Love ya, Vanessa, off of the Wirral.
Hi, Vanessa. And hi, Phil, from the Tattoo Parlour. Who'd have thought that, like, tattoo artists would listen to this show? Mm. I just didn't think that this would be the type of show that they would like.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. I was expecting that story to go a completely different way at the beginning.
I was, but hello, if you're a tattoo person that does tattoos and you listen to our show.
I was expecting her to fart midway through her tattoo.
I was also.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we were talking earlier about how, I don't know really what I mean, but I wouldn't think that many tattoo artists would listen to this show. I don't know why. I'm not being stereotypical, I just don't imagine it to happen. I can't imagine this show on in a tattoo parlour. I just
can't.
No. I said that four have been on in all. Mm-hmm. Make that five. There's another one just come in.
That's a whole handful.
That's five tattoo artists in the whole of the UK that listen to this show.
So statistically now, do we have more tattoo artists or more nuns listening? Because we had nuns listening the other day, didn't we?
Still have more nuns.
Just about, I think. I mean, there were six or seven nuns, were there? How many monks were there? I think there were people pretending to be monks, were they not?
What about monks and nuns with tats?
Yeah, well, that's going really narrow, but I like it. Hello, Abby in Exeter, anyway, the fifth tattoo artist that listens to the show.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.